Morning, everybody. It's WMFO Medford. I am Sue, and this over here is Mike.
I'm Mike.
Yeah, that's right. And no, wait, it's the other way around.
I'm Sue.
Yeah. So, welcome, everybody. It's just 9:01, and one of us is used to being here at this time, and the other one is not. And I'm already hearing about it.
Yeah.
But we're happy to be here. We've never, ever done it together.
Well, if I knew you were going to go there so quickly, I would have rested up.
It is early in the morning. It's pillow talk, you know?
I mean, you know, we see each other every time I'm on the air.
Yeah.
We do our little crossover, but we've never done a show together, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. What's going to happen, you think?
Magic.
Yeah, daytime magic.
That's right.
Yeah, so you're a planner. I'm really not.
No, and today I am not really a planner either because I've been sick. We've both been sick.
Oh, my God.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going on week three.
Yeah, mine started last Friday. I first went out of the house again on Thursday. You know, so, I mean...
Yeah.
I'm just waiting until I explode into a, like, myriad of coughing.
Yeah, my coughing is mostly gone.
Yeah, but
I just have this head fog.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. I think I just have to clean my glasses, actually. I'm not really sure.
I just took mine off for that reason, because they were fogging up.
All right, so we're going to be here not for 2 hours, not for 3 hours... Not for 6 hours, but
4 hours.
Yeah, had to be in there somewhere. Yeah, so we have 4 hours of live ready to kill and
kill. We're gonna kill it.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm pretty excited about this, and I'm sorry I'm out of breath. I went to Dunkin' Donuts to get myself an iced tea and a sandwich, and to bring us some Munchkins.
Yeah.
And someone, you know how they have that you can order online and then pick it up. Somebody ordered 12 freaking croissant sandwiches. And this one young kid who was working there, first of all, she lit every single croissant on fire in the toaster, literally ablaze in the toaster. I thought we were all gonna die.
I don't think that's what she's supposed to be doing.
No. And so by the time she finished all of those, then it was my turn, and it was like, you know, I just needed to grab it and go. So I apologize for running in here literally at the 11th hour.
All right, so where's the Munchkins?
They're here. They're in my knapsack.
Oh, thank God. I didn't see them. I was thinking, oh, my God.
No, I bolted without them. No, I got the Munchkins, so we're good in that regard.
All right.
So anyway.
Well, maybe that's what happened to the first artist I'm going to play, Carissa Johnson, because this first song of hers is brand new, and she, like the example you've given, she uses her music to sort of help her to get through difficult situations.
Yeah.
So on Vanyaland, they have a really good explanation of what happened. It's called Something Good, and following the release of her record, Talk, 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 she was at the point where she just didn't know where to go or what to do next, and she was feeling isolated and misunderstood. So she writes songs, like I said, to make a hard situation she's going through worthwhile. So she's trying to talk to herself to stay positive and get on a good path. So she's got this new song called Something Good that I wanted to start off with.
Oh, that's awesome.
And while we play this first 5-song set, I think we should do some Munchkins.
I think we will do Munchkins. Not in the studio. We'll step in the hall.
Well, no, because we're not allowed to do anything fun here.
That would break the law.
Nothing fun happens in Studio A.
No fun happens here, except when we get together.
Yeah.
When we come back to this, after this set, after I've heard this song, I want to add some relevancy to that if it ends up being relevant, because the description of that song reminds me of a friend of mine.
Mm. Okay. All right.
All right,
so New Noise, first one of the day, WMFO. This is Carissa Johnson, real rocker here for local New Noise here at WMFO.
Just what the heck is it'll lead you somewhere, something.
Yeah. Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
Yeah.
That's WMFO Medford. A whole five-song set of women.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Imagine doing a show that's all women.
I can't imagine that.
Imagine doing it for 30 years.
Who did that for 30 years?
Me.
Really?
I'm in my 31st year of doing this show. Although, to be fair, I did four-year break in there. So
you started when you were five, six?
Yeah, seven. I was seven.
Wow, a prodigy you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't tall enough to reach the swipey card to get into the studio.
So how did you do it?
I had to bring a carton and stand on it.
Yeah.
For about 2 years.
Back then it was a milk carton, right? Because we had milkmen deliver things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you had to take the glass bottles out. Well, you really had to work at it.
I would deliver milk on the way to the station to make money to pay for CDs. Actually, they weren't CDs. They were LPs back then.
No, they weren't even LPs back then.
They were stone carvings.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I'm Sue. She's Mike.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. And we know each other because of WMFO. And we've never done this before, but we're doing it today.
Yay.
Yeah. And it would be described as sharing a radio show.
Right. So we took our two shows and we put them together into one big four-hour block, which may mean, gasp, we might play men between 11 and 1. That, I don't know.
It might happen because I've been known to do that.
The feministas might come out of the woodwork and beat us up, but we're going to take that risk.
Yeah, but your rules, you can change them if you want to.
I know. Well, you know, it was much more strict back in the day.
Yeah.
Our format. Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
We'd have listeners call in and be like, I know there was a man playing the drums on that song. And be like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd just get crazy, crazy, like, actually, in that last set, where you played Linda Ronstadt. For a while, we didn't play Linda Ronstadt because of apartheid, and she was playing in South Africa. I didn't even remember that until I listened to like an old archive tape or something and was like, we don't play Linda Ronstadt. I was like, what was wrong with us? We're so political.
You took all the fun out of it.
Seriously.
So when did you guys start doing something about the women?
Well, the show started in 1973.
Yeah.
That was before I was even
born.
I was born. Right. But I didn't get involved till 88. And then I did it until about, I want to say 96.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just telling you the story. Yeah. I came in one day and I had a famous author coming on the show who had just had one of her stories turn into a movie that was made by Jodie Foster. So it was like a big deal. And we get here and we're off the air because somebody like dumped their drink into the console or something. And I was like, I can't work with these unprofessional people anymore. And I quit for about 4 years. And in the meantime, Laura, who did the show for many years.
Because you were so destroyed by that?
I was just frustrated. I was like, what's going on here? And I got to say, the caliber of the DJs and the students who run the station has really improved over the last several years. So when I did finally come back, it was a pleasant surprise that the atmosphere had kind of changed a little bit. So I'm glad I came back.
Yeah. We're all glad you came back.
Thanks.
Yes.
It was like I never left, really. But I started 30-something years ago.
It feels like you never left.
Yeah.
And I meant that as a compliment.
Oh, okay. Great.
So last set, we started off with new noise from Carissa Johnson, who was, I was reading an explanation of the new song, which is Something Good that just came out. And, you know, all of her music is sort of how she gets herself out of adversity. And
So it reminded me, so I have this friend, childhood friend, who I went to summer camp with when I was a kid, obviously, childhood friend. She's a few years younger than me. I might have even been her counselor. I can't really remember at this point. I think we were campers at the same time. But anyway, she's had some adversity over the last few years, including some health challenges and so forth. And through it all, she's just been really positive. And she started this thing called the One Good Thing Project.
Oh, neat.
And she basically encouraged people to just every day, like, think of one good thing that they're happy about. And so that's that. That song, the title of that song sort of made me think about that. So
Something Good.
Yeah. So that's my friend Becky.
Yeah, and after that, our friend, local rock and roll band, Lily Black, from their record called Lily Black, forgot to mention.
That's such a coincidence that they named their album the same name as her.
It's almost like it's self-titled or something.
Yeah.
Linda Ronstadt from the great Mad Love CD that Ben Lohengard reminded me of a couple a couple weeks ago. Such a good record. Came out back in 1980 when you guys wouldn't play her.
Yeah, possibly. That was before my time, though, so it might have even been before people were cognizant of apartheid.
Hurt So Bad, of course. What a sad story about her.
Oh, Linda Ronstadt.
Breaks my heart.
If you go to the Something About the Women radio show Facebook page, I posted a link to, I think it was like a CBS interview with
it
her.
It was, yeah.
Really, really good stuff. But sadly, she's got Parkinson's and she can't sing anymore. And it's terrible. It's kind of hard to think of Linda Ronstadt as being a 70-year-old woman anyway. She hasn't been out singing, but she has been doing some sort of live stage, like where she gets interviewed,
right,
and tells stories and stuff, which I thought was really, really cool. But it's just challenging to think about someone who had such an amazing voice just, you know, waking up one day and being like, I can't sing anymore.
One of the most strongest, commanding voices ever.
Yep, and could do so many different styles.
Genres galore, yeah. And she said one day she was asked, you know, how do you know that you can't sing? She goes, I was just trying to do what I do and it just stopped.
Yeah.
I can't, it just doesn't work, so it's horrible. Linda Ronstadt, anyway. And PJ Harvey, after that, the great rocker that she is, from 1991's The Peel Sessions. That'd be David Peel. That was Sheila Nagig, one of the best female rockers ever, I think. And speaking of female rockers, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin from another self-titled record, of course, Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah, they're great. And if you're not familiar with them, you know, they're an all-women band that just does Led Zeppelin covers.
Kills it.
Yeah, they're amazing. We've been trying to get them up on the show. We just haven't been able to work out the timing. They don't come to Boston very often, and I think they're based in New York. And so when, usually if they have a show here on a Saturday, you know, they're like en route during our show. So yeah, it doesn't like work out. We need to find a time where they're going to be on like on a Sunday or something, and then we can get them on.
We'll see. But yeah, fabulous job with those ladies. So anyway, I love the Beatles. You love the Beatles?
I love the Beatles. I'm in such a Beatles phase right now. I've just been obsessed with the Beatles. And I don't get to play them on my show, although as you know, I've done a couple of shows where I've just done Beatles covers by women artists, which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
But today
we get to do like the real thing.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty psyched because I managed to score some tickets to see Paul McCartney in Las Vegas around the 4th of July. It's actually like in late June, but so I'm going to be in Vegas for the 4th of July, which, how could that not be fun?
Have you seen him before?
I have not seen Paul.
I have.
So it's, you know, a bucket list kind of thing. And I saw Ringo last summer. It was great.
It's even better than you thought.
I can't wait. I have totally like nosebleed seats.
Yeah, because the band is so tight. And and if you close your eyes, it really is like, it really is.
Yeah, and I just love Paul. I'm definitely a Paul more than I am a John. And I know that's like blasphemous to say, but I really am more of a Paul person.
I really don't choose one at all.
Well, I mean, there's some John songs I adore, but, you know, Yoko gets involved and I roll my eyes and I just can't. Although, wow. Happy birthday, Yoko. It was just her 88th birthday or something. I don't even know. Something, not 86. 86, I think. She just turned 86. And it's George Harrison's birthday weekend. So I think we have a lot of reasons to play the Beatles.
I think so. And this is so strange because I keep looking around for, where did I cue that up?
But I didn't have to.
You did.
It's over here. Sorry. It's over here.
So you get to push the little red button.
And hopefully it works. So I just wanted to say one more thing, and that is that the Beatles have a Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas, speaking of Vegas, and this is a track from that soundtrack. They did some really cool mixes for the Love show where Giles Martin, the son of George Martin, did the mixes. So pretty neat stuff.
All right.
So we're going to start with that.
It's WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
And Thomas Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids. Phase one, in which Doris gets her oats.
Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. head like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. The first time. She really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good.
Said that social media hurts their confidence.
70% of girls with low self-esteem won't be assertive in stating their opinion.
We're posting inspiring content on social media to raise girls' self-esteem.
For more information, visit
mediagirls.org.
Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO, Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
I can see you all whistling out there. Sue's all puckered up over there.
I love the whistle. It's the best part of the song.
Yeah. They're all so good that we just did.
Yeah.
And
loved
that,
it.
And that last one, it just stopped by itself in the middle.
Yeah. There's ghosts in the machine.
Yeah. We might have to play some Police.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, that was a great request. Thank you, Susan Button Lyons. Some Guster. Tufts University's own Guster.
Amazing.
Just doing a cover.
We could just do a whole show of just bands that came out of Tufts. We'd play Tracy Chapman and Guster.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for this whole big list to be impressive. Like, wow, I didn't know they came from... But no, you just... I don't know of any other ones.
No. There's some famous bands came out of my high school, like the Spin Doctors and Blues Traveler.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What high school?
Princeton High School, Princeton, New Jersey.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jersey girl.
Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, here you go.
I've lived here longer than I lived there, so...
Okay, well, that's
I'm a mass hole now.
Don't I know it. All right, so that was live from KCRW Radio, actually. Guster did two of us.
That was a great little rendition. It reminds me of the one that my wife and I do with the guitar and ukulele.
Yeah, it's you saying it sounds just like that.
Yeah, we sound just like Guster.
Yeah, Cheryl, if you're listening, you damn well better come in today because I need to see you.
Yeah, my wife and Mike have a special bond.
We do. Yeah, it's not angry like I just sounded. It really isn't. No, I just, she's like, I'm tired. I want to sleep. I'm like, no, you have to come in. Sue's here. This has never happened before.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to stop fetching.
So we had Beatles before that.
Yeah. Don't Let Me Down was just before Guster from Let It Be Naked. Savoy Truffle. That was one of those awesome 2018 mixes from the box set from the White Album. Your Blues, same deal. 2018 mix of that one. Also from the White Album box set.
Yeah.
Two of Us, another version of that, not Guster.
No, this other little band called The Beatles.
Yeah, from Let It Be. Drive My Car, The Word, What You're Doing, The Love Sessions.
Yeah.
Started off with that one.
Great mixes if you get a chance to listen to that soundtrack or even go to Vegas and see the Love Show.
Yeah.
It's a feel-good time.
It was cool. It really was.
Yeah.
Really,
so you saw it too?
No, I didn't. I've seen it on video, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah. The music is, how can you go wrong?
Yeah, those Beatles, we're going to have to check them out sometime.
I know, right?
I know.
I wish they were touring.
Well, that would be quite amazing.
Yeah, happy birthday, George Harrison, by the way.
All right, 9:53 in the morning.
Wow, we've done 53 minutes and 34 seconds of this.
Yeah, but who's counting?
And it still feels new.
It does. All right, speaking of new, that's a great segue. New noise.
I'm here for you, Mike.
New noise, man, from Justin Townes Earl. What a talent he is.
All right.
Got some new music coming out, and this one's called Ain't Got No Money.
Ain't Got No Money.
Ain't Got No Money.
It's my theme song.
After
my trip to Europe.
Yeah. Amsterdam. You should tell us about Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about Amsterdam. All right, nice. If I can remember.
All right. New noise right here first, though, at WMFO Medford.
Ain't got no money.